Do you know who you are? You know, one of the reasons that people are not successful in life is because they're not secure in who they are. Their idea of themselves is not settled in their mind. 1 Peter 2:10 in the New Living Translation. 1 Peter 2:10 in the New Living Translation. Once you had no identity as a people. Now you're God's people. Once you received no mercy, now you've received God's mercy. We may have been a nobody, but now we identify. God identifies us as His people. You know, people are always looking everywhere for their identity. You know, God has given us an identity. And we need to get strong in that identity. Now, of course, we have a natural identity, but I'm talking about knowing who you are in Christ. You know, some people, they base their identity on something that's subject to change. You know, I'll tell you a little funny story. Two smart men planned to rob a home. Well, they weren't very smart if they're going to do that in the first place. But they were concerned about maybe the owner waking up when they was in the house, and they decided that one of them would go in first. And if the owner woke up, they decided to respond to the owner if he asked them who was there, by meowing like a cat. And so the owner would think it was the cat. So they went in, the first one went in, and the house owner, he heard something. He woke up and he said, "Who is it?" So the guy, he mewed or whatever, like a cat. I can't even first talk. So the owner said, "Oh, it's just the cat." Went back to sleep. The second not too smart burglar came in, and the owner woke up, and the guy asked, "What is that? Who is it? Is somebody there?" And the not too smart couldn't remember what he was supposed to say and do, so finally he just responded, "It's the cat." Well, I'm sure it didn't go too well for them after that. You know, many people, the idea of who they are is not based on solid foundation. Now, really, some people try to act like somebody else. They identify with some personality, some movie star, something. I have actually seen people that tried to mimic my dad. Anybody done that before me? I have seen them, and he was forever famous for this, and I'm not supposed to do it, but he would stand with that much of his foot off of the platform. Anybody ever see him do that? And he would twiddle his thumbs like this. Now, I caught myself the other day sitting in my chair at the office, and I was thinking, and I was doing this. I said, "Look." They even try to mimic his voice and everything else. You know, some people identify themselves with their problems. They refer to themselves as a victim or sick or poor or failure. And then some people identify with their profession. You know, they say, "I'm a salesman, I'm a lawyer, I'm a fireman." And then when they lose that job, they lose their identity, they don't know what to do with themselves. This is really true with a lot of professional athletes. I don't know whether you've noticed that before, but when they can't play ball anymore, it seems like they're just lost. They don't know what to do. But our identity is bigger than what we are or what we do. Those things are good as far as they go, but we must find a solid basis for who we are in the Word of God. Don't let anybody try to define who you are. People in Jesus' hometown, they tried to define who Jesus was. in Mark 6, 1, 2, 3, in the New Living. Mark 6, 1 through 3, in the New Living. Now it says Jesus left that part of the country and returned with his disciples to Nazareth, his hometown. The next Sabbath he began teaching in the synagogue, and many who heard him were amazed. They asked, "Where did he get all this wisdom and the power to perform miracles?" Now that's one side. They turned right around on the other side and said, they began to scoff and say, He's just the carpenter's son. He's just the son of Mary. His brothers are here with us, James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon. His sisters live right here among us. They were deeply offended and refused to believe him. Now, these people thought they knew who Jesus was. Oh, he's just the carpenter. He's Mary's boy. They knew his family. They tried to identify Jesus in the natural and never identified him as the Son of God. You know, I can go back home to my hometown, Garland, and I see people there, and they I always know if they holler Hagen at me, I know it's guys I went to school with, or if they call me, you know, Kenneth Wayne, and it's family or somebody that's close to family. But, you know, I was home on, oh, it's been several years ago, back now, not I don't know how long ago, and somebody was asking, "Well, what do? You know, and I start telling them, and they had no idea. They said, man, you know, some of you might do the same thing. You go back to your hometown because they don't identify you with who you are. Now, the devil uses many things to try to define you, tell you who you are. He uses your past to try to tell you how bad you are and you never can change. He uses what other people say about you to try to identify you. Problems, expectations of family or friends or whatever. Sometimes he uses the environment you grew up in. You know, people have problems because they let others try to identify them, both natural and in the spiritual side. You know, people say, "Well, you're unacceptable. You grew up on the wrong side of town." Well, who? You won't amount to anything because nobody in your family ever has. You know, stuff like that. Anybody ever heard that kind of stuff? And some people allow that to identify them. Even in the natural, you don't have to allow that. Now, God is our creator. He's the one that tells us who we really are. Okay? He says we're fearfully made. He says that we're made in the image of him. Go read it over there in Genesis. It said they made in the image of God. Now, God has defined already who you are. He has already defined who you are. Now, everyone that becomes a born-again Christian, they are a new species, a new person, a new creation that never existed before. We all know 2 Corinthians 5:17. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." We all know that. You look at him and say, "Well, we know everything you're saying." Yeah, we do. You do. But sometimes you're still not identifying yourself properly. The New Living Translation says, "This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, the new has begun." The Wade Translation says, "So if anyone becomes united to Christ, he is a fresh creation. The original conditions have passed away. They have been replaced by new conditions." The Living Bible, not the New Living, but the Living Bible, the one before the New Living. When someone becomes a Christian, he becomes a brand new person inside. He's not the same anymore. A new life has begun. J.B. Phillips version. For if any man is in Christ, he becomes a new person altogether. The past is finished and gone. Everything has become fresh and new. Now, when they're using the word man here, they're talking about mankind, everybody. It's a neutral gender term. Many people have a problem with it because they don't know how to look at things right and they've never been taught right. So I'll go home. Spiritually speaking, our life, our identification is in Christ, in the spirit realm. In the natural, we have to have proper identification to identify ourselves. Right now, every one of you have some kind of identification that will identify you. How many of you have gone to some place and they asked you for identification? Right there's my Oklahoma driver's license, and it is one of those that is an identification deal too. There it is. Got my picture and everything. It's good looking too. Better than Tony's. How many of you are U.S. citizens? Well, we got some. How many of you are citizen of another nation? Yeah. We have something called a birth certificate, and you cannot get a passport and some other things you can't get without showing them that birth certificate. I'm sure you that are from other nations have something that identifies you as a citizen of that nation. Is that true? Yeah, they're shaking their head. There's two of them. Right. I saw those two. There may have been others. That is a legal document that identifies who you are and what you are. Okay? You have to have that. I mean, I go to my bank that we've been banking at since the 70s, I guess, when we moved up here. And I'll go through the drive-thru and I'll have a check to cash and I'm getting money back. I go to that bank all the time. They know who I am. But I still have to put my driver's license in that deal and show it to them in order for them to cash the check and give me money. Anybody else had to do that? Yeah, I see several of you. That is for identification purposes. We, from the moment we begin to understand who we are in Christ in the spirit realm. Now, we got the natural realm and the spirit realm that for identification problems, but we want to identify ourselves in the spirit world. Everybody that's alive, that's breathing God's oxygen that He created, every one of you, everyone, saved, unsaved, are a spirit being. Hello. And if they're not saved, they identify with the enemy, the devil, and they do bad things. Hello. So we need to learn to identify with Christ. This revelation of our identity in Christ should be very strong in you. It's stronger than what our past is. It's stronger than our natural lineage. It's stronger than what we do in life. It's stronger than problems. But you don't experience the benefit of being in Christ until you understand who you are. Turn to your neighbor and say, do you know who you are? I do something that blows people's minds sometimes. You know, I know them, who they are, and I say, and I just go up to them, and like William there, and I just point at him and say, what was your name yesterday? Now, you do that with a kid, they'll tell you their name. You did that with an adult, and they, because they're trying to figure out what the catch is. And if somebody does tell me their name, I said, oh, great, you pass. You know, when you really learn to identify yourself in Christ, you'll be a stronger and more stable Christian. Every wind of doctrine that comes down the pipe can't move you. Your faith will work better. Your prayer life will be enhanced. You'll walk in a new level of authority. Until you understand who you are in Christ, you can't understand the believer's authority, because that's what the believer's authority is based on, who you are in Christ. I learned that from the man that wrote the book, put the book out, Believer's Authority. I lived in his house. Sometimes people try to tell me, well, you don't know nothing. I look at, you know, you don't believe anything like your dad. And I said, how do you know? Well, I read his books and I heard his tape. I said, yeah, but I lived with him. Hello? Now, God calls people that are in Christ who they are before it ever becomes a reality in the natural. He called Gideon a mighty man of valor before it ever happened. He called Abraham the father of many when he didn't have any. And you could go on and on with different things, men and people in the Bible. When we receive Christ as our Savior, we change our identity. Abraham's identity changed when God changed his name from Abram to Abraham. Because when he said Abram, that identified him one way. Excuse me. But when he said, I'm Abraham, that identified him as that's what it meant, the father of many. His identity changed. So when we receive Christ, our identity changes. Instead of sinner, we're called Christian. Instead of lost, we're called found. Instead of enemy, we're called friend. Instead of unrighteous, we're called righteous. Instead of sick, we're called healed. Instead of poor, we're called prosperous. Knowing who God calls us, establishes and establishes our identities so we can walk in that identity. You know, we need to learn to accept the identity that God has given us, or that God says we are. You see, we are a new creation in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I am talking about establishing your identity in Christ tonight. I'm just approaching it from a little different way. But many people say, oh, I know that, and they just let it pass. Yeah, you may know it, but are you practicing it? Do you know you can know a lot of things about the Bible and still not be practicing it? You can even quote all the scriptures and not practice it. One time, there was a bunch of us guys was going to go this way back in 74, 75. Doug Jones was a student back there then. Well, me and Jim Markley and then a couple others were going to go to a baseball game. Well, I told him, I said, now I have to have the money a certain amount at a certain time because I got to go buy the tickets. Well, this one guy, he wanted to go. or he was talking with the guy that wanted to go. And so he told him about believing God and the scriptures. He gave him all the scriptures to believe God and get his money. And it come up time to pay. He had his money. And the other guy said, well, I don't have my money. He told him how to get it. And yet he didn't get to go to the game because he didn't have no money to buy a ticket. Yet he told the other guy how to get the money to get his ticket. There are many, many Christians that they're born again, okay, but they're not living in the identity of who they are in Christ. And until you learn how to live in the identity of who you are in Christ, you're born again, you go to heaven, you'll be spirit-filled, but until you learn how to live in your identity of who you are in Christ, you will never experience all the blessings that belong to you. Come on. If you want to go theological on that when you read Paul's writings, it is called the Paulinian revelation in theological circles. Okay? Also, I had a subject kind of called Johannian literature. That simply means the writings of John. We studied the writings of John. That's what we were studying, but it's theological there. It has this fancy name. In fact, I used to teach a course. Some of you that graduated earlier know this course. I taught it. It's called Practical Ministries. Any of you take Practical Ministries? Yeah, okay. Well, when our classes started, they started giving credit for our classes. They read my syllabus and said, oh, this is really good. But said, now you've got to change the name. Well, I said, well, what? They said, you got to change it to the Theology of Practical Ministry. Or Practical Ministry Theology, or something like that. And I didn't change the course at all. Just changed the name. Some people have changed their name and become a Christian, but they're not doing what it says, okay? Knowing who we are in Christ is vitally, vitally important. Like I said, 2 Corinthians 5:17 calls us a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:21 calls us the righteousness of God in Christ. 1 Peter 2:24 calls us healed before we are. 2 Corinthians 8:9 calls us rich, whether we look like it or not. Ephesians 1:6 calls us accepted. Whether anybody else is accepting us or not, we're accepted by God. Romans 6:20-22 calls us free while we were still in bondage. 1 John 4:4 says we've overcome the world whenever it looks like the world's on top of us. You see, to know these scriptures in Christ is the most important thing you can know after salvation, because none of it works. Your faith, nothing works until you understand who you are in Christ, because that's where the authority of the believer comes from, to receive all of those, knowing. You know, my dad wrote a little book called In Him. It has a lot of those scriptures already written down for you. And then he has a whole list of scriptures of in him, in whom, all of those scriptures. You know, as a part of your daily life, somewhere in that, you should confess who you are in Christ. You can get a list of 30 different things you can say, I am in Christ. In fact, in my class, when I teach redemptive realities, which is who you are in Christ, I give them a list. You don't need to say the whole list every day. Just say one of them. Just identify yourself so let the devil know that you know who you are. You know, until you identify yourself, things don't happen. You know, Denise was about five years old. She was running down the hall. Dad's office used to be over in the corner right there before it's where it is now. It used to be over in the other corner where Craig's office is, really. It's where it used to be. And she's running down the hall, going to her pawpaw's office. And this somebody said, little girl, you can't run in the hall. She wheeled around and said, do you know who I am? And wheeled back around and took off running. Far as she's concerned, hey, I have a right to do this. My name is Hagen. And you know, she ran right into where her pawpaw's office was. She ran right by back then they were called secretaries. Now they're called assistants. I don't know what the difference is, you know. Like, she'd been in receiving. Now it's called distribution center. I mean, it's the same, doing the same thing. But anyway, and she ran right into her pawpaw's office. Why? Anybody else better not try that. But because of who she was. You see, when you begin to really know who you are in Christ, you can run right into the throne room. Some people may try to stop. Somebody may try to stop you. They say, hey, you know who I am? And keep on going. You know. In Dad's book, In Him, he says everything the Bible, it says on page 9, if anybody wants to look at it, if you have some of you might have that book with you. Everything the Bible says is ours legally. The Bible is a legal document sealed by the blood of Jesus. However, it is your believing it and confessing it which makes it a reality to you. You know, I said something here a while back somewhere, and somebody said, well, who said that? I said, Kenneth Hagin. I said, well, you're Kenneth Hagin. I said, yeah, I am. But it was Dad that said it. But I'm Kenneth Hagin too. And so if you've seen the Son, you've seen the Father. So I can say, well. No, anymore, I'm serious. When we're out on the road, I'm serious. And Lynette will tell you this, and Greg there, he goes on the road. Some of the other people, Anthony here, he's on the road with us. They'll come up and say, oh, I was reading your book, and they tell me the name of it, and it's Dad's book. And at first I tried to explain it. After, 19 years, I don't try to explain it anymore. They say, oh, yeah, that's a really good book. I know the book you're talking about, but, you know, to try to explain it, whatever. See, I do that to get y'all all back in. See, now everybody's back with me. You know, you that had drifted off somewhere, you went off, you was already home, but now you're back. So we'll finish this up, okay? You know, you ever hear people talking about wanting to be or should be or could be or going to be? Well, we're not wanting to be or could be or going to be. We are sons of God. You know, confessing who we are in Christ puts us in a position for the blessings of the Word to come in our lives. We must boldly learn to say who we are in Christ, what we have in Christ, and what we can do because we're in Christ. You know, confessing who you are in Christ puts you in a position to receive all the benefits and the blessings that are ours. You know, sometimes you have to position yourself and get in the right place to receive something. You know, well, you put yourself in a position to receive all the benefits when you begin to really identify and understand who you are in Christ. Remember who you are in Christ. I'm going to give you back a few minutes. Everybody stand. I went overtime last Wednesday night, I think, so this night I'll give you back a few minutes. That way, then if I go over, I'm okay because I got credit. Let's make these confessions right now. I am crucified with Christ. I'm a new creature in Christ. I am a child of God. A member of God's family. I'm heir of God and joint heir with Jesus Christ. See, we're all of this because we're in Christ. I'm redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I'm blessed with all spiritual blessing in Christ. I am chosen in Him. I'm adopted by Him. I'm accepted by Him. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am justified by faith. I am sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. I died with Christ. I rose with Christ. And I'm seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Anybody get anything out of this tonight? Glory to God. Praise God. Praise God. Heavenly Father, I thank you that as we spoke tonight, that I know most people know everything I taught. But Father, help it to stir them up and get them going again on who they are in Christ. Thank you, Jesus. If there happens to be anybody here that doesn't know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, we'd like for you to know Him before you leave. Or if you're here and you know what it is to serve Christ, but you're not just where you're supposed to be. You've got off course, and you need to come and rededicate your life. Or you're here and you want to receive the Holy Spirit. I'm not talking about what church creed or doctrine. I'm talking about what the Bible says. It said they were all, Acts chapter 2, verse number 4, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with tongues. The Spirit gave them utterance. Or if you need prayer for any reason whatsoever, you want somebody to pray with you about something, the ladies are here, the men are over here. As we're dismissed, come down here and they'll pray with you. If you need salvation, need rededication, want the Holy Spirit, or you want somebody to pray with you about something. Did we have some first-time guests? Go find those first-time guests, please, and take them to get that special gift that we have just for you. And if you're looking for a church home, what we say, church? Come on and join us. Join the Rhema family, we call it. We have a great time serving God around here. Okay? Hey, Sunday morning right here, come believe and come expect it. If you need prayer for any reason, salvation, any reason, come to the front right now. Turn around, shake hands with somebody and say, I know who I am. Do you know who you are? We'll see you Sunday. If you need prayer for any reason, come to the front right now.